This is Director Chris Rodriguez of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect NJOHSP's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in all these fields in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and to offer you a unique perspective on current homeland security trends and issues. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Hi, welcome to NJOHSP's Intelligence Unclassified. My name is Erin Henry. I'm a principal planner here in NJOHSP's Preparedness Bureau. Today we're going to talk election security. With the New Jersey primary scheduled to take place on Tuesday, June 6th, we wanted to talk a little bit with some subject matter experts about election preparedness and election security. Today I'm here with Mike Garrity. He's the State Chief Information Security Officer, and Bob Giles, who is the Director of the State Division of Elections. Welcome, gentlemen. First, a little bit of background. In January of 2017, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security designated election systems as critical infrastructure. What that means is that they named election systems as a subsector of the government facilities sector. And that's just a fancy way of saying that the federal government is now going to be able to assist states with certain things regarding election systems. The election subsector includes information and communications technology, including voter registration databases, voting machines, and other systems to manage elections and report results, as well as storage facilities, polling places, and the centralized vote tabulation locations. Establishing election systems as critical infrastructure enables DHS to assist state election officials in reducing vulnerabilities, understanding threats, and responding to incidents and malicious cyber actors. With us today are two experts within the state of New Jersey regarding elections and cybersecurity. And first, I'm going to turn it over to Bob Giles. And Bob, I want to ask you a question. What, first of all, welcome and thanks for being here today. What is the election system and process in New Jersey, and what are some things that make New Jersey unique?
Well, thank you for having me and the opportunity to better explain how elections work in New Jersey. So you can break elections down into three phases: pre-election, election day, and post-election. So during the pre-election process, we have the public's involvement is candidates file petitions to get on the ballots, voters register to vote, so they're eligible to vote in the upcoming election, and you also have the ability to apply to get a ballot by mail if you want to either vote early or you won't be available to vote on election day. During that time, election officials are selecting polling places. In New Jersey, we have 6,300 election districts, and that requires 3,400 polling places, and many of the polling places will have multiple election districts. We hire and train roughly 26,000 poll workers statewide to run a statewide election, so they need to be hired and trained prior to each primary and general election. The counties will prepare election material as well as prepare and deliver the voting machines. Then on election day, the board workers or poll workers, whichever you choose to call them, will open the polls. They'll begin to process voters, and it's important to note that two things. New Jersey does not currently have online voter registration, and New Jersey does not currently use electronic poll books. So these are both paper-based approaches. So they process voters during the day. The voters will vote. While that is going on at the polling locations back at the county election offices, they will be counting the vote-by-mail ballots during the day. And then finally, they will close the polls at the end of the day. What happens then post-election is the immediately after the election, obviously everybody wants to know the results. So unofficial results will be released, usually on county clerk websites. You can log on to see your county results. The days after the election, the counties will begin to count provisional ballots. And a provisional ballot is used if you arrive at the polling place and there's either a problem with your voting record or you're not currently in the poll book. You'll be allowed to vote a provisional ballot so they can check the information and sort it out post-election. And then finally, they'll certify the election results in about a week to a week and a half after the election. So that's kind of a quick overview of how the process works in New Jersey. If you want to kind of go into some of what makes New Jersey a bit unique in our process, and I think helps us in the overall protection of the elections, is we're a very decentralized election system. The Secretary of State is the chief election official, and the Division of Elections is the administrative arm of the Secretary of State. And the Secretary of State's responsibility is mainly to make sure New Jersey complies with federal laws, and we maintain the statewide voter registration system database. We also accept petitions for nomination for state and federal offices, and we will certify the results for state and federal offices. When you get down to the county level, that's really where the elections are conducted, and the counties actually do most of the work as far as running elections. Each county will have a county clerk, so we have 21 county clerks. Their responsibilities are printing the ballots and mailing out the vote-by-mail ballots. Each county will have a board of elections. So we have 21 boards of elections made up of two Republicans and two Democrats as commissioners, and they're responsible for registering, maintaining voter records. They are the custodian of the voting machines. They find and prepare polling places, hiring and training of poll workers, counting all ballots, including vote by mail and provisional ballots, and certifying election results. In addition, in 10 of our counties, we have what's called a superintendent of elections. In those counties, the superintendent takes over the role of registering and maintaining voter records, and they are the custodian of the voting machines. So from a security standpoint, we're very decentralized, and I think Mike can talk to that a little bit, how that assists in various areas of security.
Thank you very much, Bob. That was a really, really informative overview of elections in New Jersey. I'd like to turn it over to Mike now. Mike, if you could tell us, what kinds of cyber threats exist for election systems infrastructure in general?
So I want to address two parts of this. So back in the election in the fall, what had happened is there were reports of attacks against the Illinois and Arizona voter registration systems, whether they were done from Russians or other, you know, bad actors, that hasn't been determined yet. One important note here is that while Arizona and Illinois had online voter registration systems, the state of New Jersey doesn't. And as a result, that attack vector doesn't exist for our voter registration system. Individuals that want to register to vote have to do so in person at the county offices. They have to fill out paperwork. It has to be submitted to the county clerk and then submitted to the state so that they can vote in the upcoming election this June as far as the primary is concerned. So we don't have that particular threat vector, but there are others. And one of the things that we did find during this election period, with all the sensitivity to hacking and influence peddling within the elections, is that we reviewed and we continue to review and make enhancements to the state of New Jersey's cybersecurity around its election system. And that includes, you know, everything from access controls to continuous monitoring to engaging in third parties. You mentioned DHS before. DHS obviously now treats the security infrastructure or the election infrastructure as part of critical infrastructure. And so they can provide different services than the state can as far as, you know, assistance with securing elections. And we made use of those this past fall, and we'll continue to make use of them going forward.
Next question goes out to both Mike and Bob. I think you can both attest to this. Has New Jersey been affected in the past by any cyber attacks to our election infrastructure?
No, we have not, to the best of our knowledge. And I'll let Mike comment on the cyber end, but we have not experienced that.
I agree. We haven't been affected directly by the attacks on our cyber infrastructure. However, indirectly, because there were attacks against other states' cyber and election infrastructure, we've preemptively went and reviewed everything that we could about our own. And so indirectly, we've put a lot of controls in place that would preclude, you know, those same attacks, you know, that were successful elsewhere from being successful here in New Jersey.
Bob, if you could tell us, what are the priorities for election system security here in New Jersey?
We have several areas we look at. Like Mike had mentioned, the statewide voter registration system. We've worked closely with the Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, the DHS as well to develop a secure voter registration system. We've taken great steps to upgrade the security on that, so that's become a very important part of what we do. In addition, and there was a lot of talk initially about the voting machines used around the country, and it's important to note that in New Jersey, our voting machines never touch the internet. So the ability for a bad actor to try and attack us from the outside is impossible from a cybersecurity standpoint. It would require a physical attack on the machines, and we take great pride in the work that our counties do in securing those. We have pre-election testing protocols so that every machine is tested and certified before it leaves the warehouse that is functioning properly. We also have seal use protocol that we actually developed with the Department of Homeland Security several years ago. And we have a seal use protocol training class as well. And anyone who works on our voting machines in New Jersey has to pass a criminal background check and also take this course. So we're always looking out for what are the best ways to protect our voting machines. We track them when they leave the warehouse, when they arrive at the polling place, when they get picked up, and when they're returned. So we keep a close watch on them from a physical standpoint as to where they are at any given time. And I think that's an important thing, and I can't stress it enough that people understand that we take great lengths to protect the voting machines that they will be voting on Election Day. And then finally, election night reporting. Everybody wants results right away, and what we do for those particular results that go out, there has to be an air gap between the reporting system and then what touches the internet. And again, we don't allow the systems to touch the internet, so they'll take the data off of one computer and actually bring it to another computer to help protect that. And then whatever medium or media they put it on, they can't bring it back to the other system. So those are some of the things we do. And like Mike said, we get a weekly cyber hygiene report from DHS, which is very helpful to make sure we're watching the system and somebody's helping us keep an eye on it.
Thanks, Bob. And Mike, if you could tell us, what resources are available to secure election systems in New Jersey from a cyber perspective?
So in addition to being a chief information security officer for the state, I'm also the director for the NJCIC, the New Jersey Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Cell. And one of the things that we pride ourselves on, and I know Bob prides himself and the counties on the security of the election systems, but being that one-stop shop for cybersecurity, information sharing, best practices, threat intelligence. And so it's not only information and services that we provide to the State Division of Elections, but also to the counties, the municipalities, and anybody else who may ask for any of those cyber services. If they don't even know what questions to ask in some cases, we can provide that guidance, and we can interpret some of the techno-speak into something that is, you know, plain language and easier to understand. So we have the NJCIC. They provide a number of services throughout the state. We also use, as Bob mentioned, the Federal Department of Homeland Security and all the services that they provided. One in particular is the cyber hygiene, and it's essentially a vulnerability scan of our systems, you know, from the external perspective to make sure that there are no vulnerabilities, or if there are, that we're alerted to them and we remediate those as quickly as possible. In addition, we can provide help as far as engaging in private third-party security companies, and I know we did that here in the state this year. Again, facilitating that in a lot of ways to make sure that we're bringing in the best overall coverage as far as cybersecurity is concerned and making sure our systems are secure going forward.
Thanks, Mike. This last question goes to both Bob and Mike. What can New Jersey residents do to help ensure that election systems stay secure?
Especially on Election Day, we always ask that they reach out if they see anything, obviously, to their poll workers at the polling place immediately. We work closely with the Office of Emergency Management, so if any issues arise on Election Day, we have a plan in place to address those potential problems. So I think that it's just being aware and keeping your eyes open and not being afraid to say something believe me, people are not afraid to say something in New Jersey. So they will definitely speak up if they think something's not correct, which is great. And I have to say that our county and municipal election officials are phenomenal. They stay on top of everything, and I think that's really helpful. They are the same way that if they think there's a problem, they will reach out to us. If it's an emergency management issue, we get them in touch with the right people. If it's cybersecurity, right, we get them in touch with the right people. So I think the communication is key.
And then from the NJKIC perspective, obviously they can go to cyber.nj.gov and report anything that they see or hear or have concerns about. We can provide some information there. Besides reporting to the poll workers in the different jurisdictions, I would ask them to stay informed of the process. One of the things that we saw with the last election cycle is there's a lot of information that's put up there that is false. And as a result, we're all running around trying to figure out whether that's good information. So rather than just, repeating something, perhaps they can dig into it a little bit more by contacting us if they are suspicious about something, but don't just believe everything that they hear or read online.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Bob. Again, Mike Garrity, our State Chief Information Officer, and Bob Giles, the Director of the State Division of Elections. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today and discussing election security with us.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.